Good morning, church. Our topic today is about make room. This is the third part of our Holy Spirit series, Make Room. I would like to ask you, church, I want you to reflect on your life. As you see at this picture, I want you to look yourself as the one in the middle. Imagine yourself as the one in the middle. Are you this kind of person who is a hoarder, in which case, who loves keeping things, pile it up, and put a lot of junk in your house? There are times in our lives that we are also like this. We are getting a lot of information and a lot of things in our lives, and we are hoarding these things to the point that if someone wants to give you a new furniture, you couldn't put it in because there is no room. That's also the same in our Christian lives. If you are someone that is always harboring guilt, you're harboring anger, you're the one that is always, okay, I'm gonna take. And to the point that the Holy Spirit wants to move in your life, and it's because you are full of yourself, and you don't let the Holy Spirit give you new things. And let the Holy Spirit move mightily in your life. That is making a room. To make room is to provide space or the opportunity for the Holy Spirit to work in our very lives. And God wants to work in your own lives. And as you are seated in this place today, God wants to move mightily in your lives. The question is, are you ready, church, to make room for the Lord? Are you ready, church, for the Holy Spirit to move mightily, powerfully in your lives? Let's all stand as we give reverence to the Word of God. And let's read Galatians 3, 1 to 6. Let's all read. O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? It was before your eyes that Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified. Let me ask you only this. Did you receive the Spirit by works of the law or by hearing with faith? Are you so foolish, having begun by the Spirit? Are you now being perfected by the flesh? Did you suffer so many things in vain, if indeed it was in vain? Does he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you to do so by works of the law or by hearing with faith, just as Abraham believed God and it was counted to him as righteousness? Let us all pray. Heavenly Father, we commit to you, Lord, this service, Lord. We commit to you, Lord, our message for today, Lord. Lord, we ask and pray, Lord, that let your Holy Spirit guide us, lead us, Lord, to understand the very core of your message this very morning, Lord. Anoint my lips, Lord, as your speaker today, Lord, to deliver your message, Lord, powerfully and the exactness of the words that you want me to. And Lord, we ask and pray, Lord, that you prepare our hearts and our minds, Lord, so that what we hear today, Lord, we could apply, Lord, in our lives. We commit to you, Lord, this time and this place, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's all be seated. What are today's objectives? Today's objective is, we have three objectives. Number one is you will know what is the meaning of sanctification. I know some of you still doesn't know this biblical term about sanctification, and we will study what is sanctification is. And you will also understand what the reasons why we need sanctification. Why is it important? And who is the person, who is the one who sanctifies us? And number three is that you will make room for the Holy Spirit to sanctify you to be more Christ-like. And as you leave this place today, we pray that you make room for the Holy Spirit to sanctify you, to move in your life powerfully, so that you can be more Christ-like in every moment, in every action that you are taking, that you can be more Christ-like. So make room. This is the part three of our Holy Spirit series. It's called Sanctification by the Spirit. So what is sanctification? Sanctification is related to the word saint. So if you are a Catholic before, a saint is someone that is canonized or blessed by the Pope, and they declare this as a saint because he lived a holy life. And they create images for that one, and they said, this is the saint. That's why you have to pray for that saint. But I tell you this, tell to your neighbor, you are a saint. Why? You are a saint because when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, He has made you holy. And that's why you are considered as a saint. Remember that. The very moment that you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are now a saint. To sanctify is to make someone holy. And when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are considered holy. Do you still remember my example before about the bottles? When Jesus takes over the sin of the world, He remains holy. And that's why when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are considered holy. The third meaning of sanctification is the process of making someone acceptable or set apart. Because of Jesus Christ, you are made acceptable in the sight of the Father. No more will you see sin in your life because Jesus Christ is the one in your behalf, and He is seeing, the Father is seeing you as holy, pure, righteous because of Jesus Christ. And before, if you are living in darkness because of Jesus Christ, you are now set apart to live a holy life. So gone are the days that you are smoking. Gone are the days that you are drinking. Gone are the days that you are doing pornography. Gone are the days that you are cheating. Because when you became a Christian, God wants you to be set apart. To be set apart is to be different. If all Malaysians buy white cars, you will buy a red car. Set apart. If all are living in condominiums, you will live in a mansion. Because that is being set apart. So if the whole world is living in sin, and because you are a Christian, you are living in holiness. That is being set apart. Fourth point, what is sanctification is, from the Greek word hagiasmos, which means holiness, separation. So the whole thing of sanctification, hagiasmos, means holiness, separation. You are made holy, you are separated, you are set apart. That is the meaning of sanctification. And that we will understand more as we dig deeper today. So, why do we need sanctification? It's like asking yourself, if you have a phone, why do I need a case? Why do I need a protector? Why do we need sanctification? 1 Peter 1:15 to 16 says, "But as he called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. Since it is written, you shall be holy because for I am holy." The very first need for you is to be holy. Why? Because God is holy. And in Him, there is no sin. And in Him, there is no darkness. Have you tried mixing oil and water? And if you try mixing it for an hour, after it has been, it will still separate. Because water and oil cannot mix. And that is also why holiness and sin couldn't mix as well. God is holy, and God wants you to be holy because He is holy. And that is the very first reason why sanctification is needed. First Thessalonians 4:3-5 says, "For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality, that each one of you know how to control his own body in holiness and honor, not in passion of lust like the Gentiles who do not know God. It is the will of God for you to be sanctified." That's the second point. It is the will of God for you to be sanctified. God wants you to be pure. God wants you to be holy. God wants you to know how to control your body in each and every part of your body, including your thoughts, including your heart. You have to control your body in such a way that you are holy and you honor God in every aspect of your body. And do not conform to the lust of this world. Because Gentiles do not know God. That's the second point. It is the will of God. And who does the sanctification? Romans 15:16 says, "To be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles, ministering as a priest the gospel of God, so that my offering of the Gentiles may become acceptable, sanctified by the Holy Spirit." It is the Holy Spirit who sanctifies us. Because of your faith in Christ Jesus, you are sanctified by the Holy Spirit. That is the function of the Holy Spirit, is for you to be sanctified. It's for you to be trained in righteousness. It's for you to be trained in holiness. That is the main function of the Holy Spirit. Remember pastor's message, the Holy Spirit is a helper. He will help you to be holy. He will help you to be righteous.
Have you seen a boxer without any trainer and fight a world title fight without a trainer? None. He needs a trainer. Manny Pacquiao has a trainer. All his career, he has Freddie Roach by his side. You cannot do a fight without a trainer. You go a world boxing match, title match, and you don't have a trainer. It's instant KO. It's suicide. I'm telling you, church, the Holy Spirit is your helper because He will help you to be sanctified. He will make you, He will train you how to become a holy person. That is the function of the Holy Spirit. He will lead you in paths of righteousness. He will make you make good decisions according to God's perfect will and God's perfect plan. Church, God wants you to make room to receive the Holy Spirit. So the very first point in making room for this message is that make room to receive the Holy Spirit. In which case, this is the very first one, salvation. You may be in this room, I'm telling you. But if you do not have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you don't have the Holy Spirit. That's the very first condition. You have to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And as you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, He will give you a helper, which is the Holy Spirit. In Galatians 3, 1-6 says, in verse 2, and if I give you a background on this Galatians letter by Paul, he is the one who established this church. He is the one who shared the gospel to these citizens of Galatia. And he is the one also rebuking them right now. And you see there, oh foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? It was before your eyes that Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed and crucified. Let me ask you this. Did you receive the Spirit by works of the law? No. You don't receive the Spirit of the Holy Spirit by doing good works. You cannot go to heaven by doing good works. You receive the Spirit by hearing with faith, according to Paul in Galatians. When someone preached to you the gospel for the very first time in your life, and you believed, when you heard the word, and you believed with faith, and you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you receive the Holy Spirit. That's the very first instance that you receive the Holy Spirit. There are times, why is Paul rebuking the Galatians? It's because they forgot what are their foundations. They accepted different doctrines of Judaism and put it inside the church, and which contradicts the Word of God. And when it contradicted, they had different thinkings already about, okay, this. And one of their thinkings is, you have the Holy Spirit by doing good works. Church, good works is the result of having Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
Good works is the result of that faith. Good works is the result of having the Holy Spirit in your life. Because you heard, you believed, and you put that faith in Jesus Christ. That's why the Holy Spirit of Jesus, the Holy Spirit is with you when you receive. In 1 Corinthians 6:11 says, "And such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of our God." Yesterday, I was watching a commercial, and they did an Iron Man marathon. And they were all wearing white clothes. And they were all jogging running in mud obstacle courses. And you see all of their white clothes are very muddy after the race. And this detergent commercial washes them all and make it white again. Church, when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, He made you as white as snow. And only Jesus Christ can cleanse all of your rubbish in your life. You may have the worst rubbish in your life and make it as white as snow. And I was also listening to Manny Pacquiao's testimony. When he was still young as a boxer, I've been watching him in blow by blow and monitored his progress. He said in his testimony, he was a womanizer. He was a gambler. He is a drinker as well. So he wasted all of his earnings in those things. And one day, he received a letter from his mom. And what happened is that they are broke. And he doesn't have any money left because he used it all in all of his vices. And to the wrong friends that happened, that he has. So what happens is that he had a dream. And that dream was so vivid. And he said, "Why did you forsake me?" And when he woke up and when he read the Bible, it was there very clear. And he accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And in his testimony, he said, "Before, when I see a woman that is pretty, he will always already be enticed." But now his testimony is saying, "The only woman that I see that is beautiful is my wife." And that is the testimony of Manny Pacquiao. And to this day forth, he is still doing Bible studies on a daily basis. He is also leading his family to worship. He is leading his family. It's because he was washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. He was sanctified. He was justified in the name of Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. So church, if you don't have that special relationship with Jesus Christ, I urge you, that is the best decision that you will do in your entire life. More than your best jobs, more than your best cars, you're more than anything else in this world. And one more thing, he also was asked in a live show, "Manny Pacquiao, what is the best thing that happened in your life?" And he boldly said, "Accepting Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior is the most beautiful thing that happened in his life. More than all of his boxing titles, it was his best decision that he has done. And that is accepting Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. Second point. Make room to be perfected by the Holy Spirit. Have you tried, we all have cars. Some of you have cars, right? And sometimes you ask yourself, who is the one driving? Do you like your wife driving your car? Who doesn't wash the car after using it? Or your wife uses the car and doesn't put any petrol when you are the one driving, there's no petrol already, right? So sometimes, I'm telling you this, sometimes, who is the one driving your life? Let us make room for the Holy Spirit to perfect your life. It is not by our abilities. It is not by our skills. It is not by what you have finished in university that will define you as a person. It is how you let the Holy Spirit move in your life, change you completely, 180 degrees. The second point is perfection. In Galatians 3 says, are you foolish, having begun by the Spirit, which is the first part? Are you now being perfected by the flesh? Did you not suffer so many things in vain? Indeed, it was in vain. I know some of you are working in factories, some of you are working in different workplaces. Especially if you are first time, there are a lot of trainings, right? And it's not easy. Sometimes the paperwork are overwhelming. Sometimes the emails are overwhelming. The things that you need to learn are being squished for you. And you have to learn this in a month's time. And it's very hard, right? And all of these things are forms of suffering. Sometimes in your college life, you will be someone that there are a lot of projects, there's a lot of papers that needs to be done. And it's difficult, right? But whatever training that you are in, it will help you in your workplace. It is a training for you in preparation for your jobs, because the companies train you for you to go to understand the system. And once you know the system, you are going to perfect it in such a way that you could do multitasking already. And God wants you to be perfect. Why? Because He is holy. Perfection requires holiness. Who among you here is OCD? Do not be shy. Ah, see, there's one in the back. So if you are OCD, you want if all the white shirts together, all the blue shirts. Then if you're multicolored, you want it like how it is sang in the rainbow, right? So you all want your shoes to be in one line. That is perfection, and God wants you to be perfect. If you have a blemish in your face, God wants to remove that.
If you are a girl and you are wearing makeup, you won't put makeup on only half of your face, right? You won't put makeup without a foundation, isn't it? You need foundation so that the makeup will stay firm in your face. And if you skip a step, what happens is that after all of the humidity outside, gone already, right? So you need perfection. You need to know the steps. And if you understand the steps properly, you can do your work properly, right? And if you understand the steps and you have perfected the steps, your work is easier. And that's why God wants you to perfect His system. But it's difficult, right? That is where God's grace comes in. Because the Holy Spirit is your helper. He is the one helping you step by step into holiness. He will not give you, okay, in 1 month's time you have this test, and afterwards you have this test. He knows your capability. God knows your capability. God knows your timing. And He will train you in different seasons of your life for you to be holy. God is patient. I'm telling you. He's not a boss that, okay, submit this. Okay, do this. After a month, you should have been perfected this. God is not like that. His perfection is by season. His perfection is gradual. And when you achieve this, He will give you some other things for you to be perfected. Until you are perfect. Have you tried shining a car? You don't like, for men, you don't like cars that are dirty, right? You always put wax on it. And when you put wax on a car, it will reflect you. That is also how God wants you to be very perfect in such a way that wherever you go, you will reflect Jesus Christ in your lives. And people who doesn't know the Bible will say, what is so different about you? We have all the most difficult work in the company and still you are still smiling. And then that can be a springboard already in sharing Jesus Christ to others. Your testimony alone, because God is perfecting you and God is making you better, you could already testify that Jesus Christ is in your life. And the Holy Spirit is moving in your life, changing you every day for you to become a better person. In 1 Thessalonians 5:23, now may the God of peace Himself sanctify you completely. And may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless as the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Completely. You have to surrender every aspect of your lives to God. Not a single for you. God cannot change you if you are harboring that 1%. I don't want to surrender my pride. If that pride is still there in your life, God is telling you, surrender everything completely. Your whole spirit, your soul, your body, everything, surrender to the Lord. God wants us to be very obedient. I'm telling you, delayed obedience is still disobedience. incomplete obedience is still disobedience. And God wants you to completely surrender everything to Him. Because that's the only way that the Holy Spirit can move your lives, if you have completely given up everything. Remember the picture? God cannot put new things in your life if that small room is filled up with rubbish. If that small room is filled up with yourself, God cannot put new things in you. He cannot put new attitude in your life. He cannot put new discoveries in your abilities. You cannot discover anything if you are full of yourself. You need to let go of yourself so that Christ can clean you up. I always like this movie, TV series, Extreme Makeover Home Edition. You like that? Have you seen that? That's one of my most favorite TV series. Why? Because they pick a family, go to their place, okay? And they ask the family, are you willing to give up everything? And when they say yes, only the makeover starts. And after a week that the family is away, and when they come back, and when the host says, move the bus, what happens is that they are overwhelmed because it becomes their existing home becomes their dream home. And that is also what God wants to happen in your life. If you are not willing to let go, then He cannot change you. God wants to give you an extreme makeover. If girls go to a parlor and ask, give me a makeover, and the husband says, oh, what happened to you? You are so pretty today. It's because you let the parlor give you a makeover. And if you still tell that parlor, okay, do not cut only 1 centimeter here, do not put any makeup, and when you go back, I came from a parlor and nothing happened, then the husband say, where's the makeover? It's nothing. Because you're still the one who dictated the makeover. But if you let that someone, that trained stylist, to do the makeover for you, then he will give you a makeover. Right? So start completely surrendering everything to the Lord. Third part, make room to be glorified with the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, the process of the second part is very tedious. It's hard. It's not easy. But through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and through the help of the Holy Spirit, He will help you to be perfect. And when you are perfect and you are reflecting God already, you are reflecting His holiness, you are reflecting His name, be ready to be glorified with the Holy Spirit. That third point is glorification. In Galatians 3, verse 6, just as Abraham believed God, it was counted to him as righteousness. And when you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will be counted as righteous. Church, in the extension of this verse in verse 8 and 9 says, and the scriptures foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying, in you shall all the nations be blessed. So then those who are of faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. So because you believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you undergo perfection through the help of the Holy Spirit. Church,
The third part is that you will be glorified with God, with Abraham, because you are of faith. And you put that faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you are justified of all your sins because of that faith. In Romans 8, 29 to 30, for those who he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, which is Jesus Christ, in order that he might be the firstborn among brothers. And those he predestined, he also called those whom he called to be justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. You're predestined. Then you are justified because of your faith. You are justified. And when you are justified, you will also be glorified. That is the process of sanctification. You need to have that relationship. You have to undergo that perfection. And the last part is there will be glorification. And that is when we have Jesus Christ already in heaven. Take note, while you are here on this earth, this is all training ground for you to become holy. All of the things that you see here are temporary. Your bodies are temporary. Your relationships with your family is temporary. But what is most important is that you, while you are here, you are training for righteousness. You are obeying the leading of the Holy Spirit, making Him room to move in your life so that you could be perfected. And when you are perfected already, and when we are in heaven, you will be glorified together with Abraham. That is the process of sanctification. I know for you, this would just be a dirt. And all of us, when you don't have Jesus Christ in your life, you are just a piece of dirt. No value, trampled, walked upon every day, put rubbish on it. That's just dirt. But to an artist, this dirt is not just dirt. This is clay. And with Jesus Christ as your potter, I'm telling you, He will mold you into something that is functional, that is beautiful, that is worth it. He will give you the value that no one gave. That's how precious you are individually in front of God. There are times that the potter will destroy the clay. There are times that the potter will add more clay to it. There are times that the potter will remove some clay to it. And that is the perfection of the artist. He is molding you to the function He wants you to be. And when you are ready, you are something beautiful, perfected by God, perfected by the Holy Spirit, according to the plan of God in your life. And when you understand this, I'm telling you, you will surrender your life to God. All you need to do is surrender. Let the Holy Spirit mold you into holiness, mold you into being Christ-like, mold you to the function that God wants you to be. All we need to do
to obey and surrender everything. Church, I would like to invite you all to stand up, and all the leaders that are available will be in front. And if this is the first time that you hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and if you want to accept Him as His Lord and Savior, and you want the sanctification process to start now in your life, please raise your hand and come forward. Our leaders will pray for you, lead you in a sinner's prayer of accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If this is the first time that you hear the gospel, I'm telling you, this is the best decision that you will do for the rest of your life. And no turning back. If that is you, please come forward. If you don't have that relationship with Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that is the best decision that you will do for the rest of your life. And church, if you are someone that is still having those rooms that are filled with yourself, and you don't want to surrender everything to the Lord, and let the Holy Spirit make room in your life, I'm asking you today, now is the time for you to surrender your life to Jesus Christ. And let the Holy Spirit of God make room and give you new things in your life. Some things that you haven't discovered. He will unlock the best in your life. But He can only unlock it if you are willing to surrender that life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And you are willing to let the Holy Spirit make room and move powerfully in your life. If you are that person asking, wanting that the Holy Spirit will move in your life, come forward. And you will be prayed. And if you're someone who has burdens and you want to be prayed for, I urge you as well to come forward and we will pray for you. Is there anybody in the house today? Don't be shy. Anybody? This is the best decision that you will do. Surrendering your life to the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And surrendering yourself to God, to Jesus, so that the Holy Spirit can move powerfully in your life. God wants you to do that today. So if there is none, let me pray for you. If you are shy, just surrender everything to the Lord.
Oh, Holy Spirit, come.
Lord, thank you so much, Lord, for this day, Lord, that you have given us, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord, for your Holy Spirit, Lord. Thank you so much for your Holy Spirit is our helper, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord, because of Jesus Christ, Lord. Your Holy Spirit is with us, Lord.
guiding us every step of the way. And Lord, we ask, help us, Lord, to endure your training. Help us, Lord, endure the hardships in life, Lord. Help us, Lord. Make us, Lord, obedient, Lord, to your will, to your plan, to your chastisement, Lord, to your discipline, Lord. We ask and pray, Lord. Help us endure, Lord. Help us, Lord, to have obedient hearts, Lord, obedient minds, Lord, willing to follow your will, willing to follow your plan, willing to follow, Lord, your discipline, Lord. Help us understand that what you are doing in our lives right now, Lord, is that you are molding us, Lord, to be more like you every single day of our lives, Lord. And we ask and pray, Lord, that you move mightily, Lord, in our lives, Lord. Help us, Lord, to obey you completely. Not delayed, not incomplete, but completely, Lord. We ask and pray, Lord, as you are perfecting us, Lord, make our hearts, Lord, very obedient, Lord, as a church. So that one day, Lord, in our workplaces, in everywhere we go, Lord, we could reflect you, Lord. And people will ask and say, what's different from you? It's because I have Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior. And only you, Lord, can change me. Change us, Lord. Change us. Prepare us, Lord, so that one day we will be glorified together with Abraham. Lord, be with us every step of the way, even though it's hard, Lord. We give you, Lord, all the glory, all the praise, and we recognize, Lord, the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord, in this place today, Lord. You are the one, Lord, who sanctifies us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.